The biennial budget signed by Governor Doyle grants thousands of faculty and staff the right to form unions to bargain for wages, benefits, and working conditions. But last week, the UW system chastised the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT, for trying to do an end run around the conventional union organizing process. AFT wants to reclassify some academic staff through what's known as unit clarification. The result would be that many people would simply be absorbed into a union without a vote. UW spokesman David Giroux says the university is ready to bargain with employees once there's been a legitimate vote, but not before.
Overtures that have been made regarding this unit clarification process, which is one that does not provide the individual employees with any voice or any choice whatsoever. That is not what our staff, even those who wanted the right to unionize, that is not what they fought for.
But AFT President Brian Kennedy says the university is starting down a confrontational path in scolding the union.
They're trying to make the claim that this kind of a conversation should not be taking place in the workplace. That goes against decades of past practice. That's how the locals built the movement toward the granting of collective bargaining rights that came in this most recent budget.
Union leaders are planning a more aggressive organizing drive this fall when the largest number of faculty and staff will be on campuses across the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.